The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. With the exploding production of hard ciders, there's been a renewed interest in antique or heirloom apple varieties. Apples were originally grown in our country not for fresh eating, but to drink. And hard cider was especially prized. You can see why everyone was so excited with Johnny Appleseed running around the countryside sowing apples. Back 100 years ago, there were many more varieties of apples than grown today. Specific varietal blends were used to make tasty ciders. Unfortunately, many of those old varieties have been lost, but there are still some worth growing that are flavorful for cooking, storing, fresh eating, and cider making. Choosing your favorite heirloom apples like choosing your favorite tomato. There are lots of opinions. Varieties such as Cortland and Northern Spy are probably familiar to many gardeners. These have been around for more than 100 years and used for cooking and storing. But there are other, rarer apple varieties too. Winesap is one of the oldest apple varieties we grow, dating back to colonial times. It's a sweet apple, good for winter keeping. The Spitzenberg apple was rumored to be Thomas Jefferson's favorite. It's very aromatic, with dense, buttery yellow flesh. The Snow or Fameuse apple is a French apple grown throughout the Northeast in Canada in the 1700s. Its white flesh is streaked with red and has a sweet flavor with a hint of spice. Even with their rich history, heirloom apples may not be the easiest to grow. Some aren't as vigorous as modern varieties. Others mature their fruit late, sometimes getting nipped by frost. And some varieties have disease problems that can reduce the crop. But if you're willing to accept less than perfect apples and perhaps inconsistent production each year, heirloom apples are worth a try. And now for this week's tip. Take cuttings of geraniums to root now for overwintering. A cutting is much easier to overwinter than a large plant, especially if you have a small, sunny space indoors. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about native shrubs with colorful berries. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.